Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WMEC FM College Park. This is your host, DJ Shawmon with Shawmon's Mons. We're going to kick you guys off with a quick little PSA, and we're going to get right into it.
Are those early morning classes starting to feel like a marathon? Did Dodge strike again, towing your car when you least expected it? We get it, and we're here to listen. Whether it's academic stress, relationship issues, or just a bout of loneliness, Lean On Me College Park is here for you. Our supporters are fellow students trained in mental health support to help you through life's ups and downs. You can text our free and anonymous line anytime from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week at 301-494-8808. You can also follow us at leanonme_CP for updates and resources. Again, our number is 301-494-8808. We hope you'll let us be a shoulder for you to lean on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, today we are looking at Pallet Town, which is the first town in the entire Pokemon series. And I think the greatest way that we could try to like explore this town is by going through my favorite opening songs on some of my favorite albums. Kind of cheating because some of them are not actually my favorite albums, but these are some of the great opening songs, the first introduction to the landscape that, like, kind of like this experience or sonic landscape you're going to lock yourself into for the next hour or so. And kind of just like how it is with, you know, getting to your first town, getting acquainted with the other characters, getting acquainted to, like, the starter Pokemon in the world around you. It's gives us very similar kind of feeling. And to start us off, we're going to hit you guys with a quick, an awesome, a really big banger of an IP, aside from Pokemon, that I'm getting really into lately, and that is Godzilla. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult.
Scream.
gentlemen, that was Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult. Yes, I got a bunch of Godzilla memes and reels on my Instagram feed, and I was like, you know what, I want to take the time and just like learn more about it. And I watched a 2.5 hour video essay on the history of Godzilla, and to be fair, I was hooked. I watched a bunch of movies over the weekend, and like, he is pretty cool, as people say it is. Anyways, so that was off the album Spectres by Blue Oyster Cult, the opening song Godzilla. And next we're going to go into a band that I've been wanting to showcase on the show for a long, long time, and fairly I forget if I actually have done it before, but I love this band so much. They're called Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, and if that name didn't give it out to you enough, it is a big band Japanese ska band, and fun fact, they actually played at the Tokyo Olympics last time they had it there. Which was a really interesting surprise. And also, the drummer from Fishmans is also on this band. I'm not sure if he's on this album, but we're going to be playing the opening track. Okay, it's not technically the opening track because there's a little bit of an intro interlude, but like, it's my list. I can do whatever I want. This is off the album Stompin' on Downbeat Alley. This is the song Mekureta Orange. We'll be right back. and gentlemen, that was Mekureta Orange by Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. One of the most underrated, such as Japanese bands out of the 90s, I'd say. The 90s and 80s and around that time. Really interesting stuff. Even if you don't like ska, highly recommend them. Now, the next band I want to showcase is another band I've been meaning to showcase for a long, 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 long amount of time. I never really had a reason they never lined up with the theme exactly, which kind of sucks because, like, I make my show, so, like, but I have integrity, which is why. But anyways, one of the most underrated albums, White Pepper by Ween. Yes, we're going to be playing Ween today, and I love Ween. You probably obviously know them from, like, Ocean Man, from the SpongeBob movie soundtrack, but they are so much more than Ocean Man. In fact, they are exactly where they're at. A little bit of a fine transition, but this is a song exactly where I'm at off of their album White Pepper by Ween. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was exactly where I'm at by Ween. I highly recommend checking out their discography as a whole. If you want to listen to Ween, check out Quebec. Listen to Quebec. That album is phenomenal, amazing, beautiful, gorgeous, whimsical, and kind of freaky at some parts. Sorry about exam. I just read my emails and I got stuff about exam details. I deeply apologize. If that album is too experimental for you, listen to White Pepper. That is known as their most accessible albums, but just because it's accessible doesn't compromise in quality at all. In fact, I would say it's on par with a lot of their best. Anyways, if you know me, you know I love City Pop, and when I love City Pop, I love Henri. We're going to play, the next song we're going to play is off her album, Be Key Me. This is Goodbye Boogie Dance by Henri. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
Yeah.
right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Goodbye Boogie Dance. Na, 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 na. I can't speak Japanese. That was Goodbye Boogie Dance by Henri off her album Bikini. I'm going to be so real and so honest with you. That is not my favorite Henri album. My favorite one is obviously Timely. I feel like that's everyone's favorite album, so it's kind of like a basic take, but it's still a really good take. If you have not listened to Timely, it feels like joy, whimsy, beauty, wonder epitomized. Our next song is by one of my favorite garage rock, garage punk bands ever of all time, the OCs, also known as OCs, and with O-S-E-E-S in one word, and also O-H-S-E-E-S. They're the same band, but they switched the way their name is spelled like halfway through their career, but it's whatever. I found this album by going through the website on my local record store's like best-selling albums, or like, you know, like favorites or whatever. And I saw this album cover, and it looked ridiculous. It looked like some insane cosmic death metal. And when I put on this, and when I played the album, because like I was really big into death metal at that time, I played this album and I hear this song. And to say it blew my mind would be an understatement. I think it's one of the best opening songs I've heard in a while in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sentient Una off their album Smote Reverser by the OCs. right, that was Sentient Una by the OCs off their album Smote Reverser. If you're into garage rock, if you're into punk, if you're into anything eclectic and energetic and all over the place, I'd recommend that. Our next album, or there are, that I want to cover, is by a band that I would call Geese, not Geese, of Chicago. They're called Freako. And they're dropping a new album later this year. And this is their debut album, if I remember correctly. When I heard this album, Where We've Been, Where We Go From Here, I instantly fell in love with it. It has elements of singer-songwriter, art rock, alt-punk, shoegaze. I feel like I'm stealing words out of a freaking thesaurus right now describing this band, but they're definitely worth checking out. And I really hope that they do get the Geese treatment, or you know, the treatment that Geese got off their album Getting Killed. Anyways, this is the opening off that album. This is Where We've Been by Freako. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
20 years spent above this place. I could smell the iron from the room, and the train was running through the window, carrying a pillow so I could lay my head down onto you. Dirty chores and an awful stench. A stomach made of sticking glue. Fortress built between the four rooms, huddled in a dorm room. You took it out of me, and your teeth hurt more than the day before. It's time to get another job. 4 feet between. Thank you. I let it all slip away. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. We're running till the dawning takes the breath out of me.
That was Where We've Been by Freako. And you can tell I want them to get the Geese treatment. I want these guys to be popular. I want these guys to be the new talk of the town of the indie scene. I think they deserve it, and I think that this is an incredible album. And also, the single that they released for their new album is also phenomenal, incredible, all the above. Highly recommend it. The next song is a song that I've been wanting to showcase on the show for a long, 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 long time. I wanted to do it on my year-end list because this album came out last year. I wanted to try and sneak it in with some theme, but it didn't really work. But this is my chance to do it. This is a band that it seems like they've been out for a while, but I kind of just heard of them like last year or so. This is We Are Scientists. Their album is Qualifying Miles, and this song, which is a gorgeous, 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 amazing song. I was just telling a friend, kind of feels like Arcade Fire Worship, but in like the best way possible. This song is called A Prelude to What by We Are Scientists. Everyone, enjoy. Thank you. was A Prelude to What by We Are Scientists off their album that came out last year, Qualifying Miles. I haven't talked about Pokemon in a little bit, and this is a Pokemon show, so I might as well just slip in some a little fun fact. Fun fact about Palutown, which is, I don't know, the town we are looking at today. So, I don't know if you know this, or you probably do know this, but the a lot of the cities from the Kanto, you know, from either Red Blue or Fire Red Leaf Green, shout out that being on the Switch again. All the cities are named after colors except Palutown. Like, think of like Lavender Town and Cerulean City. It's like a paint palette. You start off with like a paint palette, and then you add colors to that paint palette. Isn't that crazy? It's called Palette Town. And what's on a palette or a paint palette? Colors. And the other cities are named after colors. Just a fun little detail I'd like to point out. Anyways, this next song is one of my... I think it very much fits the snowy, desolate weather that kind of just like caught us all off guard today. This is one of my favorite, like, wintry kind of, like, isolating singer-songwriter type cuts off of Mark Lanegan. His voice is so captivating, so amazing, and just so raw and emotional. This is off his album Field Songs. This is One Way Street.
Stars and the moon aren't where they're supposed to be. But the strange electric light, it falls so close to me. Love, I come to ride. I'm that seasick rolling wave. And you know that I am just trying to get out. Can't get it down without crying. When I'm dressed in white, send roses to me. I drink so much sour whiskey I can't hardly see. And everywhere I've been, there's a well that houses my name. From the one tiny sting to that vacant flame. Oh, the deafening roar. Remember that's called a one-way street. And you can't get. Can't get it down without crying. Street. get it down without crying. Oh, the devil in roar. It's called a one-way
was One Way Street by Mark Lanegan. Fitting the desolate, empty weather. I hope you guys found solace and comfort in that kind of cut. I felt it was very beautiful. And this next song is kind of gives the same raw, emotional, comforting, but kind of lyrically visceral kind of vibes. This is Fairest of the Seasons off the album Chelsea Girl by Nico. Everyone, enjoy.
All around, now that I'm here, that I'm falling to the sunlight center sun. I want to know, do I stay or do I go? And do I have to do just one? And can I choose again if I should lose the reason? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs more carefully. Now that I smile, now that I'm laughing even deeper inside, now that I see, now that I've finally found the one thing I deny, it's now I know. But do I stay or do I go? And it is finally I decide that I be leaving in the fairest of the seasons.
Down to our last song. I hope you guys are having a beautiful, amazing, or at least comforting day. As beautiful as it can be, considering the snow. But we're going to close out with one of my favorite songs from one of the coolest albums I've ever heard. This album is Further Out by Cloakroom. This song is called Paperweight. And yeah, I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shaman's Mons with DJ Shaman. I love you all. Thank you, and have an amazing rest of your day.